Barbara Josie's most recent book, Papa, Do You Love Me?, takes place among the Maasai. Josie explained how she approaches writing about the different kinds of parenting expressed by fathers and mothers from different cultures.
What I like to do is look at the difference and the similarity between cultures. I like to find a universal message, something that children wonder all over the world, no matter where they're from. Does Papa love me? How much? How long? What if I mess up? Children may not ask that, but they wonder it. And the other similarity is the unconditional way that a parent loves a child. It doesn't matter where you're from. And then I like to find the specific differences so that children can read a story and feel a sense of mastery and acceptance in the world, that this is a place that is familiar to them now because they, children who are Maasai, have the same feelings that children in the United States have. And here is the way that they're different, to look at the way that the cultures are different, which is sometimes superficial, but sometimes not. When I wrote Papa, Do You Love Me?, I began with interviewing fathers, and I wanted to find out what was different about a father love compared to a mother love. Fathers loved their children unconditionally, that was the same, but also they wanted to empower their children. They wanted their children to be able to get along in this world without them. And so I picked this location in these people because the universality of father love is the same. But what is a little bit trumped up or different is that the culture is truly dangerous. That if a child isn't competent in the world, the sun is hot, there's not enough water, there are wild animals, and so they really truly need to be competent. So I've taken what is a universal message about fatherhood, but taken it in a location where they can understand that a lion is really a dangerous thing. I watched a little girl and her dad leave the coffee house the other day, and she was carrying a glass of water with a cover on it and a straw. And she was real little, like 2 years old, with big steps to go down with those little legs. And the dad waited at the door patiently while she walked down the steps and sipped her water and didn't hold the railing. And I thought to myself, that would have been a difference. Mom would have grabbed the cup. She might have taken the little girl's hand. She would have probably said, "Be careful, honey." And the dad just let her take her lumps. And that's why a child needs both parents.